Is this system automated then? I mean, people come into the opt-in system, they get the free ebook, and then from the ebook, then they automatically go and buy the next product? Or is this something where he has to call them or direct them?
No, there's no directing whatsoever. I mean, they get a free e-course when they opt in. The emails go out, and so does the postcard, obviously, goes out too. I mean, so the postcard shows them where to go. They opt in, they get a free e-course. Number one, the emails start coming out, showing where, you know, what we're doing, where we're going. And the first email is about our leads program. It's about an actual business. And we have a booklet that actually goes out to them as well. We have a PDF that goes out to them about, you know, the lead program. And on the back page of that, there's a, you know, when they see what's going on, how we're doing and why we're, you know, how we're making money, we get faxed orders going to the guy who has the lead program, and obviously it has our ID on there, so we're getting commissions, and then the autoresponder letters are selling our courses. So then you start seeing PayPal payments come in as well as the lead orders. Then at that point, what I teach my people is there's only two things I do. You know, my advertising, which doesn't take a lot of my time, but then I'm prospecting. I do go into my list. I do make phone calls to my people personally because I want to develop that relationship. I'd rather have a list of 100 than have a list of 1,000. I'd rather have a list of 100 buyers that'll buy everything than a list of 1,000 that doesn't really, I don't have credibility with.
Right. Yeah.
So I go in and I nurture. I prospect and I nurture. And as I'm doing that, I have residuals upon residuals coming in. And I teach my people, you've got to nurture that database. You've got to nurture that list.
Right.
And develop that credibility. You've got to have integrity with that list. Otherwise, they're just getting other emails from you, you know. But, like, for example, I'm in Michael Fortin's blog. I get a blog post from him. I say, I listen. I mean, I see that email come through, and my eyes open up. I know that's a person I want to read. And because he gives good stuff, you know, there's integrity there and so forth and so on. But then I get other emails, and I just delete them.
Right.
And so there's that relationship there. So that's another thing I teach my people is, but yeah, it is automated. It is definitely automated.
So once you get them into the system, they go through the system, and what is the final, basically the large ticket item affiliate programs that you're offering?
Well, I have two of them. Personally, my people don't, a lot of my people have different programs than I do, but
right.
I offer Advantage Conferences. Is a company that's a Christian-based company, and then I also offer, and then you can find that on joshpeak.com, as well as my other program, which is Prosperity Automated Systems, which is on there as well, and them are the two that I offer, and depending on the person, because I'll know a little bit about them, you know, and I'll drip on them a little bit and find out kind of where they're, you know, where they're at, and I'll send an email out to I'll broadcast an email out about how this company's doing, and my results, and how this company's doing, and my results, and I let them kind of sift through the information.
Right.
If they don't really like the Christian-based company because it's a Christian-based company, and they feel that it's not, you know, it's not where they want to be, but then they see PAS, Prosperity Automated Systems, and they're like, wow, I like this one.
Uh-huh.
So I have two of them there. I don't think a lot of people would say, well, you're not focused on one of them. Well, I want to give not a variety or a buffet to, but I want to give them a couple options anyway.
So you're not actually marketing them directly. You're letting the actual high-ticket items be marketed through your stair-step system or your funded proposal.
Yeah, and, you know, it takes a little bit longer. I mean, you know, on some people may market through eZine or whatever else, or pay-per-click or whatever, but I found a lot of that's diluted with some of these big-ticket items. And I like big-ticket items if you have a system to go with it. If you don't, I feel it's still like your MLM. Your 3%ers are always going to rise to the top.
Yeah.
But if you have a system, you level the playing field on them, and you can do some alternative marketing that they're not ready for, they don't understand, they don't know, and now all of a sudden you got a whole different market than they do. They're willing to go pay $9,000 or $10,000 in advertising to make $40,000 or $50,000. Well, we all are. We'd be all willing to do that. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have $9,000 or $10,000 up front to seed that. So if you have a system and you have a database and a list of people to already work with, you don't, I mean, you've spent what? This guy that did the postcard campaign spent $100 for his leads, a little over, mm-hmm. and he spent $30 for his postcard. So he spent $130, and he's already made over $1,200 on the front end. They haven't even saw his big ticket item yet.
Wow.
So if he gets four people, just three or four people, he makes, you know, in one program he makes 9 to 12, and another program he could make 21 to 28 thousand. I mean,
wow.
So they haven't even saw his big ticket item yet. They haven't even went through the course. I mean, they haven't went through the whole system yet. They've just bought the course and the lead program.
Right.
Some of them don't even have an autoresponder yet. I mean, some of them haven't bought all courses. Some of them they haven't even saw everything that's in his sales funnel.
Fantastic.
And so that's what's exciting for him is he goes, we haven't even got to the big show yet. And I said, you're right, we haven't. And you wait to see, and that's how I've got a lot of my people, and I've made the money we've made, is because we've nurtured them relationships, and you have so many demographics, a variety of different people. People have told you no, I'm not interested in PAS or Advantage conferences. But then you have courses that they just can't deny, and they buy them because they think they're buying courses, but then what they realize is, oh, it's an affiliate, so I can actually market these good courses to people.
Right, yeah.
So they market these good courses to people, and what happens is they get solid networkers in their business, and then they say, wow, we've made money every which way possible. I'd love to have a big-ticket item at the end.
Yeah.
And so now they're coming back to you looking for a big-ticket item when they said no to you in the first place.
That's beautiful. That is a really fantastic system.
Yeah, there's a lot of people leaving a lot of money. Well, 99% of people are leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
When people tell them no, well, that's just it.
That's it, I mean, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a network marketing or insurance or mortgage companies or whatever. And so this is what people tell Trump no all the time. They tell Oprah no. They tell, I mean, there's people that can't stand Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
In public. But then they watch her show and they buy her magazine. No one knows. No one knows. I mean, obviously, no one's going to know they're doing it, but they're making her money, but yet they said they couldn't stand her. And so that's what happens. You know, there's so much money made on people who may not like you or may tell you no, and that's how we've made a lot of money. It's absolutely fun to see that, to see the people saying, no, I'm not interested at all in what you're doing. And then you send them an email. I don't call them. I just send them an email out to people who told me no. Say, this is kind of what we're doing, too. It's what I'm focusing 25% of my time on, build my list. The other part, I'm doing advertising, I'm doing some blog writing, and some just other things. But what happens, the windfall from all of that, what I've done through building my database, it's going to be months and years of residuals.
So what do you, as far as you just mentioned some of the marketing that you're working on now, what are you looking at as far as kind of a marketing budget that you work with in a month?
Well, it just depends on, you know, if I'm doing my postcard system, if I'm doing a postcard system and e-zine advertising, which is basically really all I do. I mean, that's the two things that cost me money, so to speak. So marketing what I'm doing, marketing the things I'm doing, that's without my tools and whatever else. I mean, because I have an autoresponder, but I mean just strictly marketing. I've pushed my marketing up a little bit. It was $300 to $500. I'm spending $800 to $1,000 a month now. That's not what average people spend. I think a person can spend, you know, $200 to $500 and do very, very well with this. But I saw what the rewards were, and I'm like, man, if I can compound that, make it even bigger. Let's just up the funds.
Exactly.
But the money that I make off of my courses is my advertising budget. I take it right out of there.
Oh, fantastic.
So you know, that covers that. My lead program, my autoresponder, all of my residuals cover my house, cover all of my expenses that I have, that my bills. And then I have my one-ups and my two-up, my high-ticket items, of course, that are making me a lot of money. And then you cash flow that into, obviously, your investments and whatever else you're doing. So, you know, we have it covered from every angle. And that's ultimately what you want to do.
So
if you have a person... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, no, you go ahead.
Well, you have a person who's working full-time. You know, you have a mother of two or three, doesn't have a husband, and she starts spending anywhere from, you know, a couple hundred to $500, and it starts generating her $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 a month. Well, she ups that, you know, she ups her marketing budget so she can make more. Her residuals, you know, start to rise to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, and she's got a one-up or two-up program that's netting her, you know, it's bringing her in, just say anywhere from $3,000, $7,000 all the way up to $20,000, $30,000 a month within 2 or 3 months. So she's covering everything, plus she's making a ton of money. The guy who left her, sorry he ever did. But so that's huge, though. You can take someone who's Sally Homemaker, you know, or a mother of two or three, or a guy who's about to lose his job. And before, when you told him that he could take that budget and go make money, which was a lie, there's really, I mean, you know, there's no way he can do that. He doesn't have any influence. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't have the techniques it takes to make it in this industry. It's a tough way to break. It's a tough industry to break into. People say it's not. You just come in and sign a form and you have your own business. And that's just not the case. And it's a tough industry to master and break down, and few have done it. But Joe Schroeder was one of them back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now he's come out of retirement in 2000. This guy, you know, makes $250,000 to $400,000 a month residually in sales. So he just got tired of where the industry was going. He saw where people understood what he was doing and then kind of copied it or tried to, and then was taking people's databases. They were tying it. They're tying their lead capture pages, and all these people are doing all this hard work, and it would tie it into their database, and then basically stealing that. I mean, it was now their leads plus, you know, the people who did all that hard work, their leads are now their leads as well.
Right, yeah.
So they go off and make $60,000, $70,000 on a weekend on a conference call, a teleconference. And I just don't, you know, I think what we teach is how to teach everybody to own their own database, to control their own database, instead of letting someone else have control of it for them.
That's fantastic.
That's
absolutely
huge.
Fantastic.
I mean,
and you can start off, you know, like you said, the guy for $130, and then work your way up again, a stair step. You know, don't bite up more than you can chew, but work it on a stair step level. So you do $130 this month, maybe you do $200 or $250 next month, et cetera, as you build up your business and paying for it with the profits that the business is actually generating for you.
Exactly. Sure.
That's excellent. So if I join, for example, I decided to right now, I said, okay, Josh, I want to get into the system. The first thing you do, or that you send me to, is what?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do, depending on where you came from, but I mean, if it was off of an ad or whatever, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you to the lead program. That's your first residual, and that's where we're going to get started. We're going to start you on the lead program. It's a residual business. It's what 100% of the industry needs. They need leads. Otherwise, they have a dry pipeline. So they're like, yeah, I understand that. That's what people buy. And it's a pretty lucrative thing through Robert Blackman, which is one of the leaders in this industry. We use his lead program, have a good relationship. And the next thing we do is, now let's build a system with it, though. Let's put a system to it so we can teach you. So a postcard system, and we're going to teach you how to build a list. We're going to take these leads that are really not, you bought them, but they're not yours yet. They're not yours yet until they opt in and they want to buy something from you. So they opt in. We're teaching them we send them to the courses. So they bought the lead program, they're buying the courses. We've already made two streams there of income. And then they're doing the same thing. They're selling the leads, and they're building a database through them leads that are opting in, buying the leads. So then they buy an autoresponder. Well, they have an autoresponder as well now. So they have two residuals going. They have the courses. And then later on down the road, we're going to talk about having a high-end ticket, a high-ticket income for them, a product for them at the very end of their sales funnel. So when they join, they got one program, they got the courses, they have the autoresponder, they've got some things that they've got their whole toolkit, a pretty good start on a toolkit.
Excellent.
And then people are going to buy the same things, and then what happens is, yeah, I'm ready. I'm making $2,000-$3,000 a month now, and it's all residual. I'll go ahead and buy that high ticket item. And then they sell three or four or five. Just say they sell three of them, and they make, you know, anywhere from $9,000 to $15,000 a month. That does a whole. It brings them to a whole new dimension in the game. Then.
It's fantastic.
Because they can take a portion of that money, which a smart entrepreneur would, and what got it started. Let's double that. Let's go and put more people in that pipeline. Let's buy more leads. Do more of an advertising budget with a postcard system. Drive more people that are going to buy the leads, are going to buy the autoresponder, they're going to buy the courses, and there's going to be a percentage out there that wants to buy the high-ticket item. So they went from being broke to now making $18,000, $25,000, $30,000 a month.
Beautiful.
Because if they did that, they try to do that single-handedly and just get you go first into a high-ticket item and don't have a system with it, these people don't know where to market. They don't know. Some people don't even know what an e-zine is.
Right.
They have no clue what pay-per-click and Google AdWords. They have no clue how to do it, and they don't want to because it's so flooded. And I personally don't think it's a tough market. I mean, a person has zero competing with a person who has $15,000 in a budget each month. I mean, you can't compete.
For sure.
So what does that leave them? Well, go talk to your warm market. Yeah. Try that for 60 to 90 days and see how that works. I mean, it's just not going to work for them. So it's not dupe. And even if they do it well, they talk to their warm market, how many people in that warm market can do what they do? It's just not duplicatable. So we have a system that attracts, and the funny thing is, these leads, we're attracting two people. People who are wanting to get into the home business industry and people who are already in and seasoned. So you get a person that gets off of a lead, you bring them into a program, and they're doing the same thing you are, and yet they go out and do an easy advertisement, and they attract a guy who has anywhere from 100 people in his downline to 1,000.
Yeah.
They've now got someone, they can't even spell MLM, and yet they have someone in there who's been in there 5 to 10 years in their database underneath them.
Yeah.
It's just powerful.
That is. The method you just gone over is probably one of the most powerful methods that we've covered anywhere. Basically, from somebody that can start off with zero and work their way right up. Well, there's not a lot of systems out there that you can actually do that. You end up normally coming on kind of at a middle or high end and fumbling your way around until you quit, just like you
said.
Well,
and it's funny. Well, it's not funny. I go to these forums and I check out, you know, you get things. I went to an MLM scam report the other day. I don't read a whole lot of that stuff because I think a lot of people posting are people who they haven't found a system, and they spent a lot of money and never made anything, and they want to blame it on everybody else. But there are some legitimate people out there who go out and they get into a company that costs them $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and they're left on the side of the road, no help, no direction, and they've just spent a lot of money. They took away from their kids' their college education and everything else to join this company, banking on that they're going to make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And that right there is what gives this industry a bad name. They've never been taught how to build a list or a database, and never taught how to use it. And they haven't been taught how to have 4, 5, 6 different residual incomes inside of the pipeline in addition to that high-ticket item that they can make a couple hundred thousand a year on.
Fantastic.
So there's always been that fight between, okay, we got the one-ups and two-up, the high-ticket items, and then we got the low-cost residual incomes. Well, I think you should have both. I mean, and when I say that, I mean, I think you should have tools. You should have education. You should have training and coaching, things that the industry needs. People in the industry, this industry says, yeah, I want leads. Yes, I want an autoresponder. Yes, I want this service and that service. And people that would tell you, no, I don't want your vitamins, but they're telling you, yes, I want all these other 4 or 5 things.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden you're making 4, 5, 6, 7,000 a month residually, and then you're making another 10,000 a month on your high-ticket item. So you go from zero, all of a sudden now you have residuals, and that high-ticket item goes out of business, so be it. There's many more out there.
Yep.
There's good ones. And so you just insert it. So you go from – what happens is you go from being – and I tell people this all the time. Yourself, if you've read The Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, this is the best way I can put it, is that you're an entrepreneur, you're self-employed, you're a business owner, or you're an investor. And if you're on the left side of the quadrant, which is employee or self-employed,
yeah,
you're not there yet. You're not. You're in the game, sort of, but you're not making it happen in the game. So when you're in network marketing, you are self-employed. There's just no two ways around that. You're self-employed. You're either building someone's business or you're building your own. And so if that network marketing company goes out of business, you're out of business.
Yeah.
I mean, And I used to kick my bed every night thinking, Robert Kiyosaki says in his book that a business owner is someone that when they go to sleep at night, they're still making money. Mm-hmm. Well, when I started looking on my business report from my network marketing company, I wasn't making money at night. Actually, I was losing. I mean, people were dropping out. So I didn't own anything.
Yeah.
Then I met Joe Schroeder on how to build a list in the database. So what if that network marketing company goes out? You simply kick it to the curb. You insert something new in. You dictate what you have in your portfolio and what you don't. You now own a business if you own a list in the database.
Right, yep.
And then you take that money, like I was saying, do whatever you want to, but I'm just saying reinvest in your business.
Yeah.
And then take it and go all of a sudden go and put it in an investment that's making a pretty good return every year. Within 3 to 5 years, you're calling your shots. I mean, you're either retired and letting this thing run itself. You do whatever you want to do, but I'm just saying if you got investments in your business that's making that kind of money, you're in a good position. And that's what we teach, really.
You know, Josh, that is probably some of the best advice that a lot of people, including myself, have heard. That is absolutely fantastic. Just before we wrap things up, did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Something maybe that I haven't touched on or anything that kind of sticks out that we missed?
Well, I mean, I think we covered quite a bit there. It's so funny. There's so much information out there, and people get so bogged down in it. You know, they don't know what to think. I mean, you take a person who's never been in this industry, and they go out and type in home business, and I mean, you got millions of pages that come up, and really, that's probably one of my hardest things that I deal with is people who's been brainwashed by all this stuff, and they don't know. Here's a guy who's teaching how to build a list, how to build a database. It sounds good, this, that, and all the other. But I've been taught everything in the book. Nothing works. And so what I just covered is very simple. It's just very, very simple. It's building a list, building a database, branding yourself. You know, in that list, that is your market. You have a whole audience to yourself. And when you have that, you have your own business. So that's I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about teaching people to go from being self-employed. They thought they were a business owner, but actually going from being self-employed to a business owner, cash flowing that into investments, and actually having what's most important to anybody, it is for me anyway, is having time freedom, because the financial freedom is good, but it allows the time freedom. And when you have that time freedom, I mean, you just can't put a dollar. It's huge to be able to go with your family and go wherever you want, go on vacations, and not have to put it on a 19% interest credit card. You know, you dictate your you do what you want to with your life, and that's what we're teaching people. And I'm very passionate about it, and I love teaching people how to go from being frustrated and disappointed to all of a sudden having people, you know, really crawling across hot coals to join anything you have. And it's fun. It really is. It'll almost make you lazy sometimes because you have people saying, yeah, I want that lead program. Well, hold on. When I get around to it in 2 hours, I'll send it to you. I mean, it's just you got to – it'll make you lazy, and that's a bad thing. But, I mean, because you want to – you want to give everybody what they want and what they need. But it really – it's a good thing to be able to have that – the lifestyle and to have what – you know, be a business owner. But that's really all I wanted to cover, I appreciate you having me on here.
Well, thanks very much, Josh. Thank you very much for taking the time, actually, to share – really all your insights on not only high-end affiliate marketing, but how you work it properly and build a business in addition to high-end affiliate products, but also in the multi-level marketing industry, and how to build it as a business where you are in control as opposed to almost just being an employee of another company. So it's been really a complete pleasure and a real educational experience speaking with you. You've been listening to Josh Peek from joshpeek.com. That's joshpeak.com. And myself, Terry Telford, from thebusinessprofessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.